Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I don't like dentists, I don't like doctors, I don't like auto repairs, I don't like taking care of my house, I don't like paying bills, I don't like buying tires, I don't like taking my dog to the vet, mowing my lawn, and I don't like paying insurance and taxes. Other than that, being a grown-up's fantastic.
Oh my Bob!
Jeff Lutz.
I just don't care, that's what it is.
That poses out too, Sonny Jim. The new thing is to care passionately and be right-wing.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I heartily endorse this event or product.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show. We got a game coming up a little bit later. I hope you have a game.
I got a little game.
You haven't mentioned it.
It's a little game.
But we'll make it happen.
Just
no
you
show
today.
Tomorrow. Am I right about that?
As far as I know.
Shocker women's basketball.
Yeah.
On the air here on KFH. Thursday and Friday, we'll probably have the three-man booth, although I may bow out. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I may bow out for a show.
For what?
I don't know. I don't know why. Why? I just may.
Whatever. Whatever you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
I wish I could. I wish I had more time to devote to figuring out this new laptop.
Well, you will after the show is over.
It's driving me nuts.
Right?
It's asking me to restart again. How many times? I've already restarted once.
Yeah, I don't know how many updates they got going through that system right now.
It's crazy. Let's see here what it says. Restart to help keep your device secure. Got a couple things that pending a restart and a couple things that need, I don't know. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, you better restart the thing at some point.
Well, I will later, but I'm not going to right now.
No, not now. That wouldn't make any sense.
Any college basketball tonight to speak of?
KU plays tonight, right?
Do they?
I was told they did. You know I'm locked in on that.
Well, I'm sure they do.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh? Kentucky-Tennessee, Wake Forest-Louisville, two interesting games. Central Florida and Kansas at 7 o'clock. I don't know how interesting that is.
Probably won't be that interesting, to be real honest.
Kansas already blew them out once, right?
I believe that's correct.
I think I'm correct.
Should they be playing UCF twice? I don't know how these schedules work.
They are playing UCF twice.
I know. I'm saying, should they be?
Why not? You got to play somebody twice.
I guess at some point, yeah.
It will be UCF.
But maybe. You can play 15 other teams in your conference.
So they beat UCF. They have Baylor and Iowa State. They'll play Iowa State twice. They'll play Kansas State twice. They'll play Colorado twice. They'll play Houston twice. Arizona once. Arizona State once. Cincinnati once. TCU once. Is this good radio?
Utah once. BYU once.
No, I'm doing this.
Do they play every conference team?
Yes.
West Virginia, UC3.
You play every conference team. You just play only a handful twice.
But, okay, so there must be 20 conference games.
They play Texas Tech once.
It's great radio. What are you talking about?
Only Oklahoma State once. That's weird.
But UCF so the teams twice.
The teams they play twice are Houston, Central Florida, Iowa State, Kansas State, Colorado.
Wonderful. Let's move on.
So that's 10 games. Then they play the other 10 teams once. Right? They play Arizona.
Yeah, that makes
Texas
sense.
Tech. No, they play the other 8 teams once. Arizona, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, BYU, Utah, Baylor, TCU, Arizona State, Cincinnati. The other 10 teams once.
You named 9. I assume there's 10.
No, I named 10.
Okay. I counted 9, but I'm sure I missed.
So, I'm not all that fascinated by KU Central Florida tonight.
No one really should be.
Central Florida seems like an out-of-place school.
They really do. That's Cincinnati kind of does, too. Cincinnati really does, too.
Not really. I have such high regard for the history of Cincinnati.
I know, but should they be in the Big 12?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They feel more like a
ACC
type team.
Cincinnati.
In what way?
Cincinnati's had better football than Houston.
I don't know about overall. I know they got to the CFP one time, but man, Houston has been good too.
Cincinnati and Houston are historically A-list basketball programs.
Yeah, but only Houston's
Cincinnati's
been carrying
down right now. But could easily, we thought Wes Miller had it going. Even earlier this year, we thought, well, Cincinnati's got it figured out.
We thought that, but it doesn't appear that Cincinnati does have it figured out. And I still like Wes Miller. I think he's a decent coach. But he hasn't really put it together at Cincinnati. He had a great stint at UNC Greensboro and was a good hire, I thought. But we'll see.
Remember Cincinnati when they came in here with Mick Cronin?
Yeah.
And Greg Marshall. You got two guys who are a little bit of a loose cannon on the sidelines. You had good players. Early on in the American Athletic Conference for Wichita State, that was the game.
Right.
Both here and there. Though they were dogfights. And they were exciting. And Cincinnati was good. And they've fallen on hard times. But they'll get it back.
They'll figure it out. They're just a little down.
Enough to get it back.
They're just a little down. They're not hopeless or anything like that.
No, they're pretty down. But I have hope for Cincinnati.
What's their record right now?
Not good. They're 2-6 in the Big 12.
Well, let's get it together, Cince.
But like I said, I believe in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
some of the best games I ever saw in my youth were the Bearcats coming into the Roundhouse.
Oh, of course.
Well, you didn't see them.
Well, everyone knows that.
The likes of Ron Bonham.
Oh, we're doing this again.
Yeah,
we're talking about Ron Bonham again.
Gerald Wilson.
I thought Ron Bonham's days on this show were over.
Have you heard me talk about Ron Bonham?
Yes, we had a whole thing about him a few years ago. I bet Max can probably find it if he really wanted to.
You don't want to talk about Ron?
No,
Bonham?
No, I was finished. I made my Led Zeppelin crack, and that was it. And then that's the peak of Ron Bonham being mistaken for the other guy.
We ought to do some investigation into Ron Bonham sometime.
I'm not gonna.
Why are you so against Ron Bonham?
Is he still living?
I don't believe so, but I could be wrong. But he was a fantastic player.
He died in 2016 in the city where he was born, Muncie, Indiana.
I think we remarked about that at the time.
He played for the Pacers? Well, now I kind of have something going for him. He played 42 games for the Pacers in the ABA.
It was fun when they hooked up. It was also fun when Loyola of Chicago came in. Now they were not a Valley member at the time, but when Loyola came in, it was always a big deal because Loyola won a national championship in
like
1963,
the 30s.
I believe.
Really?
Yes.
How about that?
You don't know anything, man. What am I going to do with all this knowledge?
I'm sure I've heard that before, but I moved it out.
What am I going to do with all this knowledge?
You keep your 1963 knowledge. I moved mine out.
You know who the star was of those teams?
Yeah, Johnny Bonham.
LaRue Martin.
Yeah.
who had really good years in the NBA.
I remember LaRue.
I don't believe this, but people enjoy this kind of reminiscing.
Some do.
They like history. At least I hope they do. I don't. I'm not convinced that they do, but I hope they do.
I like especially it too, except when I'm making fun of you.
Shocker basketball.
Of course.
The history of Shocker basketball is more interesting than the current of Shocker basketball.
I don't even want to. I'm depressed, man.
Why?
I'm depressed. I was listening to the coach's show today. For some reason, I turned it on. Had to turn it off.
Why?
The coach said, we're 11-9, but nobody's content in there. Okay.
He didn't say that.
He did.
No.
One thing I'm encouraged by is we're 11-9, and there's no contentment.
You had to misunderstand. That's my opinion.
Nobody's content at 11-9.
Listen, it's not a good place to be in. Everybody knows it. And I don't know what they're going to do. But I guess they can get hot and win some games. They certainly, in my opinion, have the talent to win some games. I don't know if they will or not. And
I don't know.
And I'm not saying they're overwhelming in their talent level. But I think in this conference, they shouldn't be losing some of these games.
No, but they don't have a ton of talent.
They have better talent than Tulsa. They have better talent than Texas San Antonio.
You would hope.
Right? I mean, don't they?
I don't know. You would hope, but now we're going to see some of these young guys play. Maybe T.J. Williams will get on the court. I'd really like to see that.
Is that what the coach said?
Yeah.
We're going to see a youth movement?
That's what he told Taylor Eldridge.
I haven't read that yet.
Playing time's up in the air now.
Well, it ought to be.
It should be.
See what you got. You don't want these guys to hit the transfer portal.
No, you don't.
You know.
I mean, I assume you don't.
I was thinking this the other day, man. I like freshmen getting an opportunity and young players.
It can't hurt.
I don't see any young players getting an opportunity at Wichita State. That's missing for me. I don't like it. That program and many programs have been built on giving young players an opportunity.
Right. You have four guys. Bamba, Pipkin, Igavoja, and Williams, who you'd like to see get some extended run a time or two. Just see what happens. Maybe it gives your team a spark. If it doesn't, what have you lost? Nothing.
And maybe they, maybe that leads to them coming back if you want them back. I don't know. I don't know how to think about this current age of college athletics, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah, you want to try to keep the guys you've recruited because you recruited them for a reason. But if they don't play, it's going to be much harder to convince them to stay. That rhymed.
Who do the Shockers have next?
North Texas, tomorrow at home.
That'll be a tough one.
Yeah, North Texas is good.
And I don't know if that's the right time to roll out a bunch of guys.
I don't know that it's the wrong time.
Well, they might get thumped. But
they might get thumped playing their guys.
Right, I get you. I'd rather them do it against Charlotte, frankly.
Well, they beat Charlotte.
Well, they still have Charlotte on the road, don't they?
I'd rather do it in a game where your main guys, they can win. You know, I don't know if you're going to beat North Texas either way. Let's throw them to the Wolves.
I admire North Texas. I think I said that on the show the other day.
Yeah, we talked about it.
They've done a good job of building a good program athletically all across the board.
That might be a team eventually that's looking to get out of the American.
They certainly are in the right market.
They got Dallas.
Dallas is kind of covered.
Yeah, they got SMU and some others.
And TCU. SMU parlayed it all into a ACC gig.
Yeah, and didn't they make the CFP? I believe they did.
That's correct. They were probably a little overmatched, but
yeah, I don't know that we need 12 teams, but that's another
I love 12
conversation.
Teams. We do need 12 teams.
A lot of those teams
can't
are
judge
Clemson.
It on 1 year. There's a lot of teams in the NCAA tournament that shouldn't be in there.
Right, but at least
a lot of teams
I bet we get 12 in there that are pretty good.
There are a lot of teams in the baseball playoffs that Guardians shouldn't be in there.
Well, I mean, they were, and the Cardinals weren't.
You look at it. You evaluate it.
Watch the little Steven Vogt forum, public forum today. It was nice.
What'd you do at work? Did you get any work done?
Of course. I had it on.
Coach's show, Steven Vogt.
I was listening to both of these things.
Good for you. Whatever you can do to expand your knowledge.
Yeah, we love Steven Vogt.
What's the game today?
I'm just going to ask you high schools. I'm going to give you the county in Kansas. You're going to tell me the high schools that are in it.
Good Lord. How hard could that be? I mean, are you kidding?
That's tough.
No, it's not tough. It's almost impossible.
But I'm not going to go too crazy on you. You know, we're gonna keep it to.
Well, I don't even think Max can participate.
No, he can't. It's just a U game. Next week we'll bring Max back into the fold.
All right, there you go. We'll take a break. Come back and play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Finally, I figured out what it took a long, long time. Now there's a ton of Bob, made the cows on the track.
All right, we are back. What song is that, Jeff?
All for You, Sister Hayes.
There we go. All right. What do we have, Jeff? It is time to play the game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right. Here we go. Let's see if I can keep my head above water.
We're going to go mostly with neighboring close counties.
Don't back off on
with,
me.
With several.
Nah, don't back off schools. On me. If you think
I'm not trying to make this impossible for you.
But don't go. Don't do that. I'm a guy that wants to try to compete here.
Fine. But we'll start with Harvey County. And we're only doing public schools. I mean, if you want to name some private schools, you sure can. But Harvey County has five.
Five?
Yeah.
In Harvey County?
Five high schools in Harvey County.
What?
According to Wikipedia.
Well, Newton.
Yes.
Berean Academy?
No. Although
Harvey County has five high schools?
That's what it tells me.
Wow. Give me a first letter of one.
H. Two H's.
Oh, Heston?
Yeah.
Halstead?
Yeah. And then you have a B and an S.
Harvey County, a B?
Absolutely.
A B?
Yeah.
And a what?
A B and an S.
Sedgwick?
Yes.
And? No, it can't be Bueller. That's in Reno County.
It's not Bueller.
Give me the second letter.
U.
Bueller.
No.
Give me the third letter.
R.
Burton.
There you go. You just scraped by on that one. Where do you want to go next? How about Marion County, which also has five? Tough one.
Marion.
Yep.
Give me the first letter.
There's a G and an H.
Harrington?
No. Come on, Marion County. Pretty close by.
Yeah, well, give me a hint. G what?
G O.
Gossel? No.
Yeah.
Gossel?
Gossel.
Is in Marion County? I don't believe that. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. What's the second letter of the H?
I.
Third letter?
L.
Hillsboro?
Yes.
In Marion County?
It sure is.
What else we got?
So is there's one that's attached to Burns.
Peabody.
And there's one that's out in Lost Springs.
Center?
Yeah.
Is in Marion County?
Lost Springs is. Yeah, it is.
C-E-N-T-R-E.
Correct.
As I try to save some face.
What about McPherson County?
McPherson?
Five public schools.
McPherson?
Yes.
Little River?
No.
What?
Little River somewhere else, apparently.
Mound Ridge.
Correct.
Give me a letter.
I.
I?
Yeah. We had their football coach on a bunch. They're very good.
Oh, Inman.
Yes.
Another letter.
There's one out in Lindsborg.
Well, that you just gave it to.
But what's the high school?
Smoky Valley, obviously.
Yeah, and there's one that's hyphenated. Starts with
Celine.
All right, starts with a C.
Oh. Starts with a C.
Sure does.
What's the second letter?
A.
Third?
N.
Canton Galva.
There you go. You're struggling at this. I thought you'd be better at this, to be honest.
I don't know them by counties.
I thought you knew which towns were in which counties.
Not really. That's not a specialty.
Really?
Okay. I mean, I can get a lot of them, but this isn't something I've ever rolled out as, give me a county, I'll tell you all the towns.
Well, I thought maybe you knew. Like, okay, I'm going to think McPherson's in McPherson County, and I'm talking about you. I couldn't do this, but what towns are around McPherson?
Yeah, give me another one. Let me tell you what. If my laptop was working, I'd be great.
I believe you.
Come on.
I'm trying to find some that have 4 or 5. What about Douglas County?
Douglas County?
Yeah.
Lawrence and Lawrence Free State.
Yeah, there's two others. USD 348 and 491.
Perry LeCompton?
No.
Give me a first letter.
B and E.
Eudora?
Yes.
And Baser?
No.
Give me the second letter.
A.
Third.
L.
B-A-L. Fourth letter.
D.
Baldwin.
There you go. Good. Excellent work. How about Cowley County?
Winfield. Arkansas City.
Yep.
Oxford.
No.
No, that's in Sumner County. Udall.
Correct.
Dexter.
Yes. One more. I don't think you'll get it.
And South Haven.
Mm-mm.
That's Sumner County.
They call themselves Central.
Oh, Jamin's school, Central Burden.
Jamin went to Dexter, but yes.
Well, he knows Central Burden.
I'm sure he does. It's right there. How about Butler County?
Flint Hills.
Yep.
El Dorado.
Yes.
Augusta.
Yes.
Douglas.
Correct.
Rose Hill.
Yes.
Andover.
We'll give that to you.
Well, that's, what do you mean, we'll give that?
We'll give it to you.
It's in Butler County.
It is.
Why did you say we'll give it to you?
It seems like part of it would be in Sedgwick County, but it's not.
It's not.
Okay, I got you.
Andover Central.
Yes.
How many more are there?
There are 5.
Right? What? 5 more?
Yeah, 5 more. I don't think you said that one. You might have.
Give me a letter.
B.
Blue Stem, Leon Blue Stem.
Yeah.
Give me another
letter.
There's
a C.
Next letter.
It's a shape.
circle, Tawanda Circle.
Yeah. You didn't name one out there that out east by El Dorado.
Well, give me the first letter.
It's in a town called W, and the school is called R.
Huh? Oh, Whitewater Remington.
Yes.
And what's the other one?
Did you say Rose Hill?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the other one is a private school in Elbing.
Yeah, Berean Academy.
Good job. That's tough. I'm not giving you that
one. Why don't you give me Sedgwick County? See how
we'll
many
do, I can. We'll do only not city schools. Sedgwick County, non-Wichita, or...
All right. Derby.
Non-city league. Yes.
Campus.
Goddard. Hold on.
Goddard Eisenhower.
Campus.
Come on. Don't.
Is not in Sedgwick County, according.
Oh, please. Hayesville's in Sedgwick County.
Oh, okay, because it's listed under Wichita. Okay, good go ahead.
Grief. Good grief. Do you not even know that?
I knew it, but it's. Hey,
Goddard,
I'm just.
Goddard Eisenhower.
Yep.
Valley Center. Mays.
Why is Valley Center not on here?
Mays South.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Let me think here. There are others. No private schools, right? Is that you're not asking me for those?
No. So we don't need to say Sunrise
or Capon or Carroll or
yeah, we're going out. We're going
collegiate.
Outside of the city limits.
Mulvane, which is kind of on the. Some of it's in Sumner.
No, we're calling that Sumner County.
All right, that's fair.
Might need
Clearwater.
To go
water.
Yeah.
Might
need to go out to mine.
Mandale.
Yeah, there you go. Keep
Garden
going.
Plain.
Yeah, keep going.
Sheeny.
Yeah, I think you got all of them, except Northeast Magnet.
Well, that's not a school that's up for debate. They're a Wichita school.
It's a public school, but you're right. How about we go over to Sumner County, and you tell me
Wellington.
You tell me the eight schools there.
Wellington, Oxford,
yes.
Mulvane,
yes.
Sumner County, Belle Plaine,
yep.
It gets harder now.
A little bit.
Why can't I think of this?
You got three two-name high schools that you haven't named.
Anthony Harper Chaparral.
No.
No? Yeah, they're in Harper County. What, give me a name.
You
a
got,
letter.
You got a Dragons. You got a Cardinals. I don't know what that school's nickname is.
Conway Spring.
Yes.
Give me the Dragons' first name, first letter.
B.
Dragons?
Yeah.
Belle Plaine.
Yeah.
I said Belle Plaine.
You did?
Yes.
Oh. We had a pitcher from one of these towns play for the Cyclones.
Caldwell.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Argonia. I don't think you're going to get that.
I could have gotten Argonia.
Probably not. Are we done? Is that it?
I go down to Sumner County often, taking my wife to work. Of course, just Wellington. But there's apparently a very good restaurant in Belle Plaine I want to try sometime.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet there's good restaurants in all the small towns. People got to eat.
I'd like to try that restaurant.
If you can get two high schools out of Leavenworth County, you win.
Leavenworth?
Yep.
And Immaculata?
Uh-uh. It's not on here.
Lansing?
Yeah.
There you go.
You win. A lot of prison towns.
You didn't think I'd do that.
And I wasn't sure you'd get the other ones.
What else? Give me one more.
One more county? I got to find a good one. They're not all... I got to do the drop-down menu to even find what they are, which I don't like.
Let's go.
I'm looking for some. How about Crawford County?
No, I don't do Crawford. Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Northeast Arma, Girard. Is Girard in Crawford County?
Yep.
Is Northeast Arma?
Yep.
There's
another directional school.
Southeast Cherokee.
Yeah. There's another school in the...
Pittsburgh Colgan,
yeah.
Which is a private school.
It is, but we'll count it. There's one more.
Riverton?
No. I believe they're the Raiders.
Give me the first. The Frontenac Raiders.
Yeah.
There you go. Pretty good in Crawford County.
You did better than you thought you were going to.
Pretty good in Crawford County.
Can you name the only school in Jewell County?
Yeah, Jewell.
Yeah, Mankato.
Well, it's used to be Jewell.
No, I'm sure it did.
Does Jewell not have a school?
I think Jewell is now Mankato.
No, they wouldn't go for that. It would be some consolidated name.
I think that's what it is, though.
I don't think so.
How about Miami County?
Miami County?
We say Miami.
That one I don't know. Linden?
No, it's... Who would have known? Who would know? Nobody. Who? Lewisburg, Osawatomie, Paola, and Spring Hill.
Well, those are all viable.
Osage?
No, I don't do Osage. Osage City.
Yep.
Onega?
No. Burlingame, Linden, Meredosine, Santa Fe Trail.
All right, there you go.
Where's Santa Fe Trail High School?
Carbondale.
Good job.
Now that I'll get you all day long.
Yeah, you did well.
No, I'm talking if you ask me where a school that's not...
Where's Meredosine Valley?
Ooh, Malvern.
Yeah.
See? You
Pawnee
can't...
Heights.
Roselle.
Yeah.
You can't get me, can you?
It's tough.
You think you can.
I don't know. I'm just going down the list.
No, you're looking at him and you're going, I got him.
Not necessarily.
Two more.
Well, I'm trying to find him. Where's Shawnee Heights? That's easy.
Tecumseh.
Yeah, where's Thunder Ridge High School?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
Kensington. Would that school even exist when you were?
It was Kensington when I was. And by the way, they had some very good football teams in Kensington.
No, I believe it.
Back in the day.
What about Lakeside?
Don't know. That's a new one.
Downs.
See, that used to be just Downs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it did. What about Northern Valley?
Almena.
Correct. Good job.
Yeah, it is a good...
How many schools...
No,
in
I'm done
Montgomery County, can
I'm
you
not
name?
Doing that anymore. I hope this is a joint decision. We've certainly bandied it about for a long time. Jeff and I have decided that next Friday will be our final show here on KFH. The reasons are fairly obvious. With the recent move of our show into the 5 to 7 p.m. time slot, and the fact that we now have to record this show, or we do record this show. We don't have to. We could do the show live from 5 to 7. However, that does not fit into our schedules. So we just decided to part ways on very good terms with everyone at KFH and Odyssey and Tony Deusing and our producer and engineer, Max Power. We're saying this in a recorded part of the show, as all of our show is now. So you'll listen to this. And
maybe we'll get back to us. Who knows? Or maybe you won't listen to this. Who knows?
Maybe. But I think we're in a good place with this. I feel good. I've got a lot of responsibilities for League 42, with League 42. One of the things that held me back the most, besides getting the opportunity to do a show with Jeff, which 95% of the time is fun.
Thanks.
5%. But 95, it's fun.
That's way lower than my percentage.
One thing that had held me back was just call it ego, call it what you want, but I've been a part of the media in Wichita for a half century, and that will no longer be the case. So I won't have a voice. I guess, I can write what I think on Facebook.
You could do, if you want a voice, there's plenty of options.
But that's not really the same as this.
You create a blog for all we know. YouTube channel.
I could do a YouTube channel.
Yeah, for sure.
But I won't.
No, you won't.
Because I've kind of mentally crossed the Rubicon, as I think I used that term recently. I'm just kind of mentally there. talked with my wife about it. So the one thing I don't know is exactly how you feel about all of it.
I don't know how I feel either.
Whether you're just tagging along with my wishes or if you're good too.
I don't know. We'll go on to the next thing. Well, I really
I thought you were good with this.
I feel good, but I also feel scared. See what happens.
I think some of your fear is financial, and that should not be the reason for anything. In my opinion.
I want to put food on the table. I take pride in being a provider. I enjoy that, and I want to continue to be that.
You'll figure out how to do that.
I will.
And that, much like my laptop, can't be your problem. That can't be mine.
No, I don't expect it to be.
That sound harsh?
No.
I mean, I certainly
want... But I mean, it's a little more harsh than me not caring about your laptop.
I certainly want you and your wife to do well, and I'm of the opinion that you can do just fine.
Thanks.
Without radio.
I'm sure we will.
So, that was a big issue for me as well, but I'm past it.
There's an iron in the fire. We'll see if it burns.
We'll see.
If it doesn't... Yeah.
Doesn't, you'll do something else.
That's right.
I don't know what you'll do. Get back to me.
I will.
But at some point, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
I'm
the idea
excited.
Of not having a daily obligation to do radio, and it's not been an obligation. It's been a lot of fun. So the word obligation isn't the right.
We understand what you mean.
The right word.
A booked event.
But to think that, man, it's 1 o'clock and hey, I don't have to get downstairs and start working on radio.
What are you going to do in baseball season?
What do you mean, what am
you're
I going to
do? You're going to want to talk baseball.
Well, I'll get on somebody's podcast.
There you go.
Talk baseball.
Who?
I don't know. Maybe I'll start a podcast. I got a brand new laptop.
Yeah, let's do a podcast.
You want to do a podcast?
Yeah, you maybe.
Nah, I don't want to do one. I don't think I want to do a podcast.
I mean, I don't. I'm open
maybe,
to possibilities.
Maybe a 6 months down the road, I'll think differently. Maybe I'll propose a Saturday morning show. Maybe I'll. Who knows?
Who knows?
Right now, it doesn't feel like I'll do any of that. But maybe I will.
Well, we're going to be watching with our watchful eye.
And certainly another consideration was what happens to Max, our longtime producer and engineer. Certainly want him to be able to continue here at Odyssey, and I'm assured he will. So that made this decision easier as well. Because I'm not of the mind of, well, I'm gonna go my way and damn everyone else.
Well, it's me, but yeah. Other than that,
you'll be fine. And am I really?
I don't think so.
Well, then why'd you say it?
I'm messing with you. This is what I do.
Be real.
I'm a gallows humor. I'm a
Put down your cynicism for a minute.
Well, I don't want to talk about, not enjoying this because I have, but I will feel some relief also of not being able to however you want it.
Especially if your iron that you have in the fire comes, and I don't know if it will. I'm not trying to get your hopes up. You got a shot at it. We'll see what happens. I have mixed feelings about that too, because it's going to be a big commitment on top of another big commitment.
We'll see how it goes.
Yes, we will. I don't know.
I'm sure all the information I need to have will be presented and I'll be able to make an intelligent and wise decision.
I hope so. I hope so. But I'm going to go on and carry on with, League 42 and look forward to that, which is a tremendous passion of mine, provided I get my laptop working.
That's key. It's probably step one.
I will get it working, right? It'll be beautiful.
What's not working?
I don't know. I just can't get to my Facebook. I can't get to it. It's
Facebook just, logging in is ridiculous.
It's just irritating right now. I mean, shouldn't I just be able to get on Facebook?
You would
it's
think.
It's got an old email. How do I change my email for Facebook?
I don't. It's
got a Hotmail account that I haven't used in 20 years.
It's in the settings.
Well, how do I go to that?
Well, you got to log into Facebook.
Yeah, but I can't get to Facebook.
Are you going to have to create a new Facebook page? That might be freeing, to be free of some of the people you don't know who are friends.
Well, I could free myself of those people
I know,
today.
But I know.
I got so many. Here's the problem with Facebook. So I got, not to pat myself on the back, because it's not something you would pat yourself on the back for. But I have 4,900 plus Facebook friends.
It's a big number.
I'll bet 3,800 of them never interact.
Of course.
With me.
It's hard to see anybody's posts these days. And you never know whose posts you're going to see. It's a weird algorithm Facebook's got going for us.
It's all weird. The whole thing's weird. It'd be good just to shut down social media. But that's not realistic. Twitter is. It's realistic to shut down Twitter.
When are we going
to
make that happen?
Maybe after we're done with this show.
Sure, why not?
Facebook's a valuable tool for me, but especially as it relates to League 42.
Yeah, you got to have that.
We built League 42 on the back of Facebook. And you can make that case. It was such a valuable communicative tool for us, and it got the word out, and we have over close to 7,000 followers on Facebook.
That's impressive.
And we're able to share our news and our information, and I got so much to write about for a newsletter that's due in 2 days. See what I mean?
I got you.
It'll be nice not having this.
I know how you feel. You'll be working on your own time and your own terms, and that feels good.
My dog's very antsy at the moment. You know?
She knows. She knows what's going on. She knows what you just announced.
I want my owner to be happy. Like I am. And it'll be, you're here every day. It's nice having you here. It's nice you enjoy Misty and
love Misty.
Well, she's hard not to love.
She's a great dog.
She's a good little girl. And on that note, good little girl, we'll bid you adieu for another day. No show tomorrow on Wednesday. We'll be back Thursday and Friday, both with the three-man booths. In fact, if Duda's eligible and available,
the rest of the shows,
we'll do the three-man booth from here on out before we bid adieu on Friday, February 7th. Good night, everyone.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.